Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. This is Charlene. Welcome to Grace Multiplied, a mature persuasion podcast. If it's your first time coming to this podcast, welcome. We're certainly glad to have you here. And if you've been here before, welcome back. You are wise. So glad that you came again. We're very glad to have you. Just to give you a little bit of information and let you know what you can expect whenever you come to this podcast, you can always expect a word of encouragement because that's what we do. That's our lane. We believe that everyone needs a word of encouragement at some point in their life. And whenever you come here, that's what you expect to get, can expect to get. And what we expect from you, we expect you to share the podcast, share knowledge of the podcast. Let people know that we're here. Help them find the podcast. Now, if you've been listening for a while and perhaps you have something you'd like to share with us, because here we encourage, we believe in having the best possible, highest quality of life. And you want to share with us, we have an email address. It's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. Again, that's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. So whatever you want to provide us with, you want to share with us, or just comments, please feel free. We want to hear from you. Whenever we hear from you, it encourages us. We need encouragement too. We want to know who's listening. Now, one other thing I'd like to share with you. Here, we believe in God. We base everything we do on the written word of God. Everything. And there's a tool that we use, we'd like to share information of with you, that we use pretty much on a daily basis. We used it today. It was still free. It's called BibleGateway.com. Again, that website is BibleGateway.com. Now, what we suggest is, we suggest you read the Word of God for yourself. Now, we understand that everyone doesn't believe in God, and of course, that's your privilege and your choice. Everyone has free will of choice. You can do what you want with it. But we're just here to try to encourage people as best we can, and we found that works for us. So we want to let you know about it and let you know how good it is to just know what God has provided, because we do believe here in the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we want to give you that opportunity to at least know or familiarize yourself, or just make your choice as to what you want to do. This is an exciting morning. If you check the date on this particular segment, we suggest you go to the library of this podcast, visit the library of this podcast. You're going to find that there are a number of selections. We've promised one a week, and usually pretty much that's what we've been able to do. We've been here since 2020. We've been here a while. As a matter of fact, if you check the dates, you'll find, I believe, we started in January of 2020. And the very first podcast we did was Going Forward Fearlessly. And I have to say, when I did that first podcast, it took some courage because I had never done it before. Wasn't sure how it was going to work. And here I said today, this is many years later, and seeing that everything has worked out all right. Still doing what we do. Now, today I'm going to be going out because where I live, in the part of the world that I live in, and really pretty much all over this universe world, I think, in certain countries, we're celebrating. It's a holiday. We're celebrating. And it's called Christmas where I live, Christmas. So today, I just want to talk a little bit about what that means to me. And I believe I'm to share with you today to help you. Usually I don't date the podcast by talking about, you know, holidays or things like that. But today I just feel like I should, because I want to tell you what it means. The message, peace on earth, goodwill toward man. That's goodwill toward mankind. So no matter how you're feeling today, if you're feeling a little melancholy, if you're feeling a little low, just know that there are choices you can make and there is someone that is concerned about you. And that's what this particular season, holiday, is all about. The extension, the opportunity, the extending from God, who we believe in, to mankind, peace on earth. I believe the message was delivered. I wasn't there when the message was delivered, but I believe because I believe in the written word of God. I just believe God's word is true. And in believing that, I believe that the angels did deliver the message to the shepherds. You've heard the story before, I presume, to the wise men, the shepherds, and let them know that a child was being born in a manger and going to be wrapped in swaddling clothes. And I know for some that's a stretch and hard to believe, but I have to tell you, I've come to know God for myself. I have. And it's worked so tremendously for me. I believe in God. And when he extended the opportunity, because if God does not reach out to us, based on the stories that I've heard, there's no way we could have ever just reached out to him or had knowledge of him. But because of the way he loves us, I don't know where you are today or to whom I'm speaking to, but I want you to feel some comfort because there is someone that cares about you. I don't want you to feel alone or forsaken or like you can't make it, or even if you've seen a lot of things go on around you, because we, you know, there's been quite a few situations that have occurred since this podcast started. And I know that if you're hearing me today, you've been able to press through them to this point somehow. And I want you to know that you're loved and someone loves you and someone cares about you and wants to honor you and wants you to have peace, not just a regular peace, but the peace that passes understanding. Sometimes so many things are going on that you don't even feel like you could keep up with all of them. And you really don't have to, because there is someone that loves you. The one that they talk about that was born in a manger, the baby that was in a manger, that's no longer in the manger. You don't even see the manger scenes as much anymore. But the fact is, that particular Savior, the spirit and power of that particular Savior still exists today, wanting you, take your hand, touch yourself on the shoulder. That's who I'm talking about. Whomever is feeling that touch on the shoulder, that's who I'm talking about. You. Wants you to have some peace. Wants you to understand that there is goodwill toward you and God, if you will believe it and accept it. No matter what, it's with your permission. No matter what state you found yourself in, you can learn through knowing God how to be content. And then there's another place in the Word of God that says, godliness with contentment is great gain, no matter what it is, how horrible it seems to be, no matter what street you found yourself on. Perhaps you're in situations that you don't feel like you'll ever overcome, or maybe you've been asking for a long time, or maybe you're getting this because, you know, by way of someone else. Some people are living on the street today. I want you to know that the hemisphere that I live in is very cold today. It's going to be warmer today than it was yesterday, though. I was out yesterday. It was only, at one point it said on the, you know, the weather was 1 degree. That's not surprising to me, because I've lived in this particular region pretty much all my life. And I know what it means to have winter, but I know that there are variations of winter in various places. I know that winter in Alaska is much harder than winter where I live, yet it's still winter. And I know that some people have not seen snow. Many of you have never seen snow. I've experienced snow pretty much all of my life. And I tell you, it's beautiful when it first comes, but then again, just a little snowflake. There, and I'm told that they're all different, that no two snowflakes are alike. They come and they go. What I've learned about snow is that the God I believe in, who I believe, with whom I believe, that I believe made everything, the Creator, the Creator of heaven and earth, the Creator who formed mankind from the dust of the ground and breathed the breath of life in him, who created everything, he has a snow treasury. I believe that. And he tells snow when to come to the earth, where to go, and he tells snow when to leave the earth. And I can believe that. I can remember one year I was sitting in a train station in Washington, D.C. in the United States, and there was so much snow. The snow had shut everything down. The trains could not move. No one could move. Everything was shut down. And if you've never seen snow before, and if you've never seen how it falls, if you've ever seen a snowflake, it is so... A snowflake only survives, I think, depending on what it falls on or in the temperature. It has to be a certain temperature for it to snow. It just, oh, it comes down ever so gently. So just, and it takes, oh, I can't even, millions and billions and trillions and quadrillions of them to accumulate just a little at a time. But as they accumulate, they can shut a whole city down, everything in the city. I've seen it happen before. I've been affected by it before. And the God who created that snowflake, that's, you know, basically water from heaven that in a certain temperature changes to snow, has extended a greeting to you today, wanting you to know that you're loved today, wanting you to know that he created you today and he's concerned about you, and wherever you are, whatever you're feeling, whatever you need, he wants to provide in his way. But he does that with your consent. He wants to shepherd your life, to lead you, guide you, let you have access to all of the knowledge available to you, to all of his good intentions toward you. His heart toward you is only good, only love. So I want you to feel comforted today, because you may not have a natural gift under a tree, because many people cut down trees, bring them in the house and decorate them. This is a season where people can choose or give their self permission to be happy. I heard some, you know, on these internet segments that everybody's recording now, I heard a couple, a mother and a daughter sitting and talking, and the mother was talking about how she had been given permission to enjoy herself on her birthday, and she was talking about how delightful it was. So I want you to give yourself permission today, no matter where you are, no matter what you've experienced, no matter how you're feeling, I want you to give yourself permission to experience some joy today. Give yourself permission. If you feel you've been wrong, just set it aside today. Just set it aside. And just take that same hand, tap yourself on the shoulder. That's who I'm talking to. Whatever that hand's laid on, that's who I'm talking to, you. I want you to give yourself permission to have some joy, permission to experience some peace, permission to just rest. I know you may not understand it, but let it just go past your understanding. You don't have to understand everything to receive good. You don't always have to understand it. But no, if you're listening to this podcast, this segment is for you today. Take that hand, tap yourself on the shoulder. Yes, that's the one I'm talking to. This segment is for you. I'm speaking to you today, giving a gift to you today, a gift of peace on earth and goodwill for you. Just relax, receive it. Do what you can to believe it. Set aside everything that would interfere with you receiving your peace today, you receiving your goodwill today. I want you to know that there's a kindly feeling of love toward you, that someone loves you today, is concerned about you today, is interested in you today. Giving you, God is giving you his approval for right now today. Receive it. Receive the support. It's called favor. Take advantage of it. He's restoring your reputation with you today, with him. Something intangible, something you can't purchase. If you could believe what I'm saying, if you could believe that the Lord Jesus Christ was born as a gift to you, and I know it might be a stretch, but if you could just get past what you think you need to understand and know and realize that there's an advantage for you today, something called favor, that your reputation is restored today with God. Now, I don't know where you're sitting and where you're listening from. I don't know what you may have allowed yourself to participate in, but just know with God, peace on earth to you today, goodwill today. With God, your reputation, if you can believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and receive him today, just say, Lord Jesus, I accept you. Take advantage of that. There will be value added to your life. Your purchase price, your ante is going to go up. This is something that's projected to you if you can receive it. It's intangible. It's over your usual activity and state. Whatever you normally do today, if you've been stealing, don't steal today. If you've been lying, just stop lying today and relax. If you've been hating on yourself or others, just don't hate on nobody today. Up the ante for your regular state of being. Just develop a fellowship with you and God today. Receive his peace. Feel that comfort and friendliness. Feel the neighborliness of God today. You may not be able to see it. You may not be able to see it, but you can experience him. It's congenial and friendly and cheerful today and comforting. No worries today. Just make up your mind you're not going to accept worries today. That you're going to accept the peace that's been extended to you, the goodwill that's been extended to you from God today. And you know what? You can come back any day and listen to this podcast for this. Because sometimes you need to be reminded, peace on earth throughout the year. Peace to you today. Goodwill to you today, mankind. But you got to honor God in the highest. Just recognize he's there for you. Recognize he loves you. Recognize he's interested in you. And if you can accept what I'm saying today, you've upped your ante. Peace on earth. Goodwill today. God bless you. Enjoy your day today. Amen.